our daily COVID-19 update. I guess it's not daily. It's every other day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we do these. And we welcome back to the radio station this morning, Julie Gibbs via phone. Julie, happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you.
Well, another week. It's been a rather challenging week from a lot of respects, mostly dealing with the governor's mandate on mask wearing throughout the county. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about some of these statistics or some of the numbers of counties that have participated in that. But before we get into that discussion, bring us up to date, if you would, please, on some new numbers. And it seems like those numbers are somewhat steady, keeping our fingers crossed.
Yes. Right now, well, as of yesterday, Riley County had a total of 332 confirmed positives. Out of those, 144 were considered active cases, and we have had 185 recover. So we're glad to see that number much higher than our active cases. We still have one COVID positive patient in the hospital, and we do have 242 tests pending as of today. We also have had a total of 3,180 negative tests in the county so far. So, yeah, we're starting to see that downward trend. I know from the week of the 22nd to the week of the 29th, we saw a downward trend in our percent positive. So hopefully we'll see that again at the end of this week. I know we were up as far as our average positive, or our total running positive rate. We're at about 9%, and that is 1% above the state average, which is about 8%. And we had consistently been below the state average, so we're sad to see that number go higher. But again, we are excited to see the number of recovered now higher than our number of active cases.
I see the Pottawatomie County has 5 active cases and 78 are listed as recovered, and none of those 5 individuals are hospitalized. Any updates from hospital facilities in terms of, folks that are coming in and needing care, and as far as that goes, even from local health providers?
Yeah, we've heard that there's been an uptick in patients who are needing care. And as Bob Koppel mentioned on our Facebook Live on Wednesday, there's a couple of other bugs going around town, if you will. So we're seeing a lot of gastrointestinal problems and other things that aren't COVID related. So as we're seeing kind of an uptick in some of those visits to our hospital and to our healthcare providers, they're not necessarily COVID related.
Okay. Well, seems like, things are, somewhat stabilizing. Of course, when we take into consideration we're moving into a weekend, that means a lot of people have a lot of extra time. And, you still want to try to discourage folks from getting around too many people, whether you're wearing masks or not.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we still want to maintain that social distance. Even if you are wearing a mask, we can't forget that 6 feet between us and another person, especially if you're going to be going to an area that's a little more crowded or, a big gathering. You want to try to keep your distance as much as you can.
Okay. What are you hearing from some of your other colleagues here locally first about how things are being handled and, with regard to the masking and other aspects in terms of numbers?
Yeah, so we do have a regional EOC briefing every Monday, so we're able to hear from Pottawatomie County and Geary County, and that's nice to kind of get a feel for what they're seeing in their communities and what they're hearing from their commission and things like that. We also had a local health officer call on Tuesday evening, so we were able to hear from other local health officers in other areas, and that's somewhat interesting because, you have your smaller counties, and then the counties that upheld the executive order, the mask mandate, and you have the other counties that didn't. And so it's just interesting to hear from different counties, and you have your city mandates as well. So it's different all around the state. So it's very interesting to hear back from those individuals. I know some local health officers are somewhat frustrated because there is some confusion, I think, in their communities with, if their commissioners decided to opt out, or even if they decided to stay with the mandate, just making sure to get out the information to the public. I think that's very important, and making sure that it's consistent information. I know here in our community, we were following the governor's order over the weekend, and then I know the commissioners opted out on Monday, and then now we have a new city ordinance. So it's somewhat confusing for our public here. But certainly, if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. You can email RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com for information on the mask mandate.
Are you aware of any efforts in some of the other counties or cities in Riley County, Ogden, Randolph, Leonardville, and Riley, whether they have any discussions in their various commissions about possibly having a mandate in their cities?
I'm not sure off the top of my head if they have had any discussion. I've not heard anything, and I don't think that there is any desire to have a mandate in any of those areas, but I'm not real sure on that.
I am getting some information here that was posted about the state's 105 counties. Of those 105, more than 90 have opted out of the mandate issued by the governor. That's an astounding number. But there are a lot of counties, you know, that, you know, especially in western Kansas, where there's the population is more sparse, that have zero COVID cases reported so far.
Yeah, and so it wouldn't surprise me if those counties, you know, opted out because they haven't had any cases. And so obviously what they're doing is good, so they need to keep doing that. And I think that's, you know, speaks a little to our county. You know, we were doing really good in the beginning. We just need to get back to that. So again, that social distancing, proper hand hygiene, wear a mask when you know when you're out in public. So just getting back to those things so we can get back to some lower numbers.
Yeah. Well, anything else that you'd like to provide our community this morning, Julie?
Just wish everyone a happy weekend. Please have a good weekend. Please be safe. Please note that if you do need a mask, Kansas United Way does have those masks. They're running low on masks, so they're asking the community to donate masks if you have time to do that.
You still have that hotline open as well?
We do, yep. Call our hotline, or you can email us. We do check those emails over the weekend. Again, that's RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
Julie Gibbs, we'll talk to you Monday, and hopefully we'll have some continued stabilization in the numbers here locally. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd be a great weekend, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good weekend yourself. We'll visit with you again Monday morning, and thank you again for all you do.
Sure, thank you.
It's now 7:11 at News Radio KMAN. Special thanks to Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Officer, for joining us here this morning on News Radio KMAN.